Hi everyone, it's Marion Ellis from Inspiring Customer Experience. I help people and businesses enrich their connection with their clients. I'm a chartered surveyor and customer experience specialist, so I have a particular interest in property. And I'm really excited today because I've got some news that I want to share with you, and I've even written down some notes, which I don't normally do. These things usually just trip off my tongue, and they are what they are. But I've tried to make some notes so I don't forget. I'm very much all about setting surveyors up for success, and by surveyors I mean residential property surveyors who are inspecting properties for purchase and for mortgage, for lending from the banks. I've done that pretty much. I used to do it myself, and I've run complaints and claims teams that deal with the fallout of that when it goes wrong. And over that time, whilst I've looked at sort of a customer experience angle and tried to take it from a positive preventative approach to it, which actually made my job an awful lot easier, a much more pleasant environment to deal with the positive rather than the negative all the time. But I've looked at and thought about, why do surveyors get things wrong? And I'm very much a believer that nobody comes to work to do a bad job, but that sometimes we don't set people up for success. We don't set them up to succeed in their jobs. And when that happens, you then get demotivated people. They have a fear of doing the right thing or the wrong thing, and they become very disempowered. And I came across a piece of work by a chap called Sidney Decker. Now, he works in health and safety. I'll pop a link in this video if I can, so that you can have a look at his work. And it's all about health and safety and the big disasters, and investigating why people made the decisions that they do. And he looks at, you know why airline pilots do things, you know, what happens on big oil rigs. And he's very much of the view that there were so many rules that we created a cage around these people, that they couldn't think, or they forgot how to think, or they forgot to trust their own intuition and professional judgment. And he talks about, devolve, decentralize and declutter. And to sort of take that away from a business and reach out as far as you can, so that the individual who is dealing with the situation at the time can make the decision. Yes, they've got to be trained, but it's all about empowerment. I found that really fascinating, because I see that in surveyors. Within the industry, we have something called PVQs, post-valuation queries. And it's typically an inquiry that comes after the report has been submitted to the client or the lender, and the surveyor didn't tick the box or tick the wrong box or did something really, really small wrong. And that's when you get lots of those, you then start to think, what is this surveyor doing? He must be a bad surveyor. When actually sometimes it's the technology, it's the user experience of the computer that he's using, it's his familiarity with the lender's guidance. And, you know, banks have lots and lots of guidance, thousands and thousands of pages and rules, these caged rules that say what surveyors should and shouldn't do. To the point that actually sometimes a surveyor can be out on site inspecting a property and they hesitate. Do I tick the box or not? Do I report in this way or not? And I think we've created this culture of, there's actually sort of an anxiety, and it's not nice to see. So over the years, I've thought a lot about how to set surveyors up for success. And of late, I've been working at a training school teaching valuation, and I've been involved in some industry consumer groups to look at improve the process. And I've thought about, well, what can I do to try and help surveyors to improve what they do, to set them up for success and find out what they need to know. And whilst we've got organisations like, you know, the RICS, we've got, RPSA, we've got the ISVA, there are lots of groups out there. But for me, it's not necessarily practical support that a surveyor needs on the ground at the time. So I'm launching a program called the Surveyor Hub. I'm now going to read from my notes. And really, it's all about how to set yourself up in business. There's a lot of surveyors who work in corporates who would perhaps like to work for themselves but don't know how to get started. There are a lot of people who have recently qualified as surveyors and actually don't want to work for a corporate but don't know how to set themselves up in business. And there are some people that I've come across who have set themselves up in business and actually feel really isolated. And there's lots that we can do to help. So there are things like, first of all, how to become a surveyor, what training you might need and where to go for it. There's things like, how to actually organize your day. The corporates were companies have their own sort of technology and software, but when you work for yourself, the beauty is you can use whichever coloured paper and font you want, so long as you do it to the right professional standard. So helping sort of these small businesses or these individuals actually set up the businesses the way that they want is important. There's some practical things like, do you dictate your reports or not? Is there software out there that you can use that will help you in your day? Things like professional indemnity insurance, where to go to get the best deals as a sole practitioner or a small business. Working out who you want to do business with, that's quite a big one because there's a lot of companies out there that, where you can go on and get a quote, and you go for the cheapest survey quote. Well, actually, you don't have to do that. If you're clear on your offering and the kind of work that you want to do, then you don't have to do that. You just have to be clear on how you set your business up and how you market yourself. And that's something I don't think surveyors do very well, and I'd like to help surveyors with that. Then there's things like coaching, and actually work-life balance is a really important one. I'm finding that myself as I sort of set myself up in my own little business. Where do the hours go? Where do I spend my time? How can I save time? How can I outsource things? So there are things that we can help with that. And also finding that community of support. So a panel of people who can give you the advice or answers to questions when you need it. And that's something as a small business that you can really struggle with. And what I found through lots of the mums groups that I'm in, or small women's business groups that I'm in, is that there is an incredible amount of support for women. I know if I can't work this computer that I'm looking at, I can go into at least three or four groups and say, please help me, I have no idea how to work my Mac. And there'll be people who will be able to help me. And we need something like that in surveying so that we can then, find, not necessarily answer all the questions, but signpost. So I'm looking to set this up as a program stroke new community. It is not an organization. It is not a challenge to RICS and RPSA and others. It's a practical coaching, so business coaching support, and I'm looking for some founder members because what I've learned through my time in customer experience is that I can't create you a whole new product because every one of you surveyors out there will be different, and that's a good thing. But what's great is to co-create and to learn with your customer. So as you develop a product, or a service, co-creating it with your customer means that you can give them actually what they want at the end. Now, what I'm brilliant at is gathering all this stuff together. I don't know if you've ever had profiles done or Talent Dynamics profile. I'm an accumulator and I collect stuff. It also means that I clutter. So whilst I'm looking at this, you're looking at this video and my house looks really tidy. Trust me, the rest of it isn't. But I'm really good at bringing these people together, and then empowering you to then go on and find out what you need to know. So I will never do it for you, but I can give you answers and point you in the right direction, because empowering you to do your job is absolutely important. So I'm looking for some founder members to set this up. I'm thinking a maximum of 10, probably around 6. I don't just want anybody. It's got to be people that are willing to work with me and willing to learn. I'm looking to help coach you, move you through this transition, but I want to learn at the same time. There will be a charge for it, but if you want to really, really do something different with your business and feel really good about what you do, then get in touch, let's have a conversation and be part of whatever this is going to be. So thanks for your time today. My name is Marion Ellis. You can message me through the usual social media channels and look forward to speaking to you. Thanks.